And good morning. It's Weekend Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Fans of the more esoteric forms of popular music, especially those fans of a certain age, might find this familiar.
I know a place high in the mountains in Switzerland where there are lakes and trees and woodland paths and music. Beautiful music everywhere.
That's the intro to the opening track called Auto Salvage from the album of the same name by the band of the same name. Based in New York City, Auto Salvage released their only LP in 1968. It got some good reviews, but it didn't sell very well. And now it's 2015, and I'm joined in the studio by Rick Turner, an alumnus of the Moses Brown School here in Providence, a master guitar maker, and a member of Auto Salvage. Rick, welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm remembering how to live in snow. You know, I live in the most moderate climate on the planet, and so I'm really spoiled. Anyway, it's great to be here.
Now, I know the Auto Salvage period of your life was brief, and a long time ago, but I had to play that clip for any Auto Salvage fans who might be out there, and that includes me, of course. But let's shift to the present. What brings you back to Providence, to your alma mater, Moses Brown?
Well, I teach a course, Build a Ukulele or a Mandolin in 4 days, and I've taken it on the road. I started it at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and it's evolved into a ukulele course. And when I came back for the 50th reunion, I was talking to some of the folks at the school, and they said, would you like to come back and teach here? So, ta-da, here I am. And these kids are just fantastic.
Now, you're a highly respected builder and innovator when it comes to guitars and other stringed instruments, acoustic and electric. How did you find that calling?
Well, the funny thing is that when I arrived at Moses Brown in 1959, I arrived with a banjo. It was the first instrument that I restored. I'd found it in an antique store in Marblehead, Massachusetts. Fixed it up that summer before I came to Providence. And I was banjo boy on campus, you know.
You did the folk circuit in Boston, Cambridge.
And, that was college for me. I spent 2 years dropping out of BU. But I was majoring in coffee house, and I did really well with coffee house, you know. I got top grades. I moved from Cambridge down to New York, and so I ran across an old friend, and we started up the band Auto Salvage. And, you know, we opened for the first gig that Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention did in New York. And, you know, if we'd moved to San Francisco in 66 or 67, it would have been a different story, but
as this amazing craftsman and innovator, who have you built instruments for?
I'm probably best known these days as the guitar maker for Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac.
Uh-huh.
But I've also built basses for John McVie. I've built for Stanley Clarke, Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead, Jack Cassidy of the Airplane and Hot Tuna, John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin, John Entwistle of The Who. The list
goes on and on. Back to your making a ukulele in 4 days.
Yes.
Do you teach that on a regular basis to the general public anywhere?
Teach it on an irregular basis when I think I have the time to do it. Usually I do it on 2 weekends. And I've taught, there's a fabulous art school in Oakland, the Crucible. I've taught it there. I've taught it in my own shop. There's a chance that I'm going to take it to Amsterdam in the fall.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it in England. So, but I'm also running a business. So,
and that's in
Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz. That's where you spend most of your time
running
that.
Yeah.
So. Well, Rick Turner, maker of great guitars and member of one of the great unknown bands too, Auto Salvage. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.